I've got a bit of a curly one, Bilks, yeah. And I want to take this opportunity to praise my daughter Lulu's teacher, one of her teachers at school. Okay. She's in year eight. And she said to me a few weeks ago, "Oh, Mum, some of the boys are so annoying. They just keep making these."
How old is Lulu again?
So she's 13. Oh, 13, she'll right. be 14 in October. And she said, you know, she's at a new school, so she's learning who's who, what's what. And, yeah, she said some of the boys have been making these comments to her and the other girls.
Hello.
And she said, like, she wasn't upset about it. She was actually just sick of it. You know, A, because it was just their sexist comments.
Oh, I was wondering. Yeah.
But also okay. because Lulu's got a good sense of humour. She's like, "Oh, Mum, why don't they get some new material? They keep using the same lines all the time." So it was sort of on both parts. But the boys kept saying, you know how you have little phrases at different times? Anyway, the boys are obviously going through this phase of all they say to the girls all the time, you know, they'll be interacting, playing tag at lunchtime. And their little way of having a go, they go, "Oh, get back to the kitchen."
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they'll say, "Get back to the kitchen."
13-year-old boys now are saying this.
Yes, get back to the kitchen. And the other one they say all the time is, "Go make me a sandwich."
So they are getting this from their dads? This
well,
is the question,
they're getting
isn't
it from somewhere, yeah. obviously. Either, yeah, or older brothers or whatever, TV,
or watching
who
Hobes
knows.
On YouTube or something?
Well, exactly. So they just say it all the time. "Get back to the kitchen. Go make me a sandwich."
Their dads need to have a word to them,
well,
seriously.
Well, exactly. I mean, they might not even know they're doing it. Who knows? But so the other day they were in this particular class with this teacher and they're out on the oval having a run around, and then he calls them back into the classroom and he sits them all down. He goes, "Right, I need to have a talk with everyone." He said, "Specifically the boys." And he was looking. She said he was eyeballing.
And he's a male teacher?
Yes, male teacher. Yeah, yeah cool. So he was eyeballing all these boys in particular, and he just said he let them have it. He said, "I am absolutely," and I've written this down. I said, "What?" He just said, "I'm absolutely disgusted at what I've been hearing some of you boys saying to the girls." He said, "I am embarrassed to teach this class."
Wow.
He said, "If you're going to make comments like that," and he said what they've been saying, he said, "I don't want you here. I don't need you here. If you're going to keep behaving like this, you can go to a buddy class." They call it a buddy class. So if you're just naughty time and time again, you get sent to another class and you basically just sit in there.
And he's got the power to do this.
Well, yeah, they just sit in another class and they just have to sit there and do their work.
I'd love to know the name of this guy.
Yeah, well, I won't say, because obviously I don't want to highlight what school or the teacher or whatever. So, but I just thought, good on you. And that's exactly what the boys need to hear. And so the wash up with that was after the class, I think there are a few of them. I think it was the next day they were helping put some equipment. Lulu and another girl hung back to help put some sporting equipment away. And one of these boys were there. And the boy said, and the teacher was there as well. And he goes, "Lulu, you know, or he said the other girl first, "You know, we were only mucking around when we were saying that."
Oh, here
and,
we go.
And, yeah, and she just said, I won't say his name. I'll say Jimmy. She said, "Jimmy, no." She said, "We're sick of it. I don't think you're mucking around." So he was expecting them to stand up for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she let him have it in front of the teacher as well.
Good God.
And then he goes, "Lulu, you know I'm mucking around, don't you?" And Lulu goes, "Ditto what she said."
Are you proud as a mum?
Of course
good.
Well, of course I am, because, you know, kids don't want to necessarily call out their mates. But I am proud of them, because they were sick of hearing it and there is no place for it.
Yeah, in 2021, 13-year-old boys still talking like it's 1965 is just not on. And I think kudos to that teacher.
Yeah, absolutely.
For jumping on those guys and killing that behaviour and maybe turning it around and saying, you know what, maybe the boys need to do something special for the girls to make them feel good. I know it's part of that whole ritual, like, you know, they're trying to strut their stuff as boys and look at us and what have you, but you know what, there's other ways of doing it than, you know.
Well, and when you think about it, I was trying to think to myself, you know, I mean, can you, Bilks, think of anything that girls would have said to the boys, you know, of a similar derogatory nature? I mean, what would we say? I was actually trying
to smell.
Yeah, but you could say that to a girl too. I don't know. I was actually trying to think of something Yeah, and I couldn't really think of anything.
You girls
that a
are
girl
more polite than us girls.
Well,
so.
It's not that. It's more that, your typical bagging of. Yeah.
Keep it good-natured is all
well,
you need to do.
Well, exactly, exactly. Anyway, good on that teacher. And shout out to all the teachers that have to put up with this rot day after day. We salute you.